Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is
me.
It's just me again, just the two of us. You can make it if we try. So it's just me and you today. Once again, to be honest, today was not meant to be a solo episode. Like my scheduling, everything just got a bit muddled up. Do you know what I mean? I had a guest lined up. Then I had another guest come through that could only do this week. And then I moved my old guest. And then the new guest said, oh, I can't do it anymore. Something has come up. And then my other friend couldn't do it anymore. So I was like, oh, I'm cooked. I've got to do a solo episode. And I know what you're thinking. You could have just got Candy on, right? Because Candy is like our, substitute. She's not a substitute. But do you know what I mean? I feel like she's like my substitute teacher. Do you know what I mean? When a teacher can't come in, you know, she comes in and she saves the day. However, there's a bit of a thing going on right now. Do you know what I mean? As you know, I'm in a bit of a trio, you know, in one of my friend groups, yeah? My besties, Uche and Candy. I've had Candy on here a lot of times. Uche, I've only had her on once. And now if I get Candy on again, Uche is not going to be very happy. So I had to make a decision, solo or get Candy back on. And I went with peace. And I chose myself. And I said, I'm going to do a solo episode, even though it freaks me out, okay? There's just something odd about not having someone here to bounce off of. Do you know what I mean? There's a little bounce going on, you know, when me and you, you know? But it's just me and the camera, you know? And that's okay, okay? It's okay. Because I've decided, right, that even if it feels a bit scary, we're just going to do it anyway. Because it's not that deep. Do you know what I mean? The last episode, I enjoyed it. Had a little chit chat and I felt good about it. So we're just going to do that again. And you know how the vibes go. I was going to talk about random stuff. It's just my thoughts. Do you know what I mean? It's what's going on in Rita's mind. Yeah. We're just going to get up in here. I don't know why my accent keeps like changing. It's like the spirit of like Cockney is upon me. Do you know what I mean? Okay, Rita, stop. Oh my gosh. Maybe that's like my new coping mechanism. When I feel shy, I start talking like this. Oh my gosh, I'm learning new things about myself every day. And I just think that is so wonderful, honestly. It's truly a gift. It's honestly truly a gift. Anyways, let's get on to more important and vital things. My complaint of the day. Now, I, as usual, have a lot of complaints. You guys know me well by now, okay? You guys, my listeners and my watchers, you guys are like family. And you know it would not be correct if I didn't start this show with a complaint of the day. I've got many complaints, yeah. But my complaint of the day is this. People who send you work messages on a Sunday. You're sending work messages on a Sunday. This is one of the biggest ways that you can show me disrespect, okay? You have, yeah, 5 days, yeah, in a week to get across what you need, what you want. Any promo that you have, you've got 5 working days to do what you need to do. Okay, some people accept messages, work messages on a Saturday. I don't. As soon as it hits Friday, 6 p.m., I clock out. Yeah, I clock out. I don't care about work. I do care about work, but I try not to work and I don't care about your promo. Do you know what I mean? It's a time for me to rest, okay? But especially on a Sunday, Sundays are for recharging, okay? Sundays are for restoration and Sundays are for rest. Okay, I don't want to see your promo. If I see your promo or your work on a Sunday, right, I hate it. I think it's the worst piece of work you've ever created in your life. You send it to me on a Monday, I'm happy for you. Do you know what I mean? I'm even excited for you. But on a Sunday, I'm enraged, okay? Because you, for me, it tells me you have no boundaries, okay? You have no boundaries. You just think that when you're free to do something or when you want someone to see something, it has to be done. You don't care about my resourceful, my restorative Sunday. You don't give a heck about that. Do you know what I mean? All you care is that I want a response. Oh, what do you think about this? Oh, what do you think about that? I don't think about it at all, okay? I don't give a heck. On Sunday, on Monday, I love it. On Monday, tell me everything that you need, okay? On Monday, I'm even gonna repost it. But Sundays are sacred, okay? Sundays are sacred. I take my Sunday reset very, very seriously. My friends know this. I don't like to work on Sundays. I like to brunch on Sundays. Do you know what I mean? I like to go to church on Sundays, you know, when I can make it. You know, these are things that Sundays are for. Sundays are for rest. I like a Sunday roast on a Sunday. Do you know what I mean? That's what Sundays are for. I like seeing my friends. I like gisting, catching up. I like to clean my room. Do you know what I mean? Change my sheets. You know what I mean? Put a little incense. You know what I'm saying? Like getting a little incense going, especially now that I've learned how to actually use incense. Before, and the thing is, yeah, people act like, you know, Rita's just being extra, right? But I didn't know how to light an incense stick before. I didn't know how. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought it lasted for a really, really long time. Do you know what I mean? Like, the first time I burnt it, it was in ashes so quickly. I was like, whoa, this ain't right. Did I do it wrong? I didn't know if it was the skinny bit of the stick or if it was the thick bit. You know what I'm saying? I had no idea until one day I saw an incense holder. And I was like, oh, the long bit goes in the holder, then you light it up. And ever since I've done that, it's part of my Sunday reset. Sunday resets are so important, man. The week has been so hectic. So many people have been asking so much of you. And you get to Sunday and you just be in your bed. You wake up when you feel like it. You eat food. You go back to sleep. You watch a show. Do you know what I mean? It's just fantastic. I love a Sunday reset. Do you know what I mean? You deep clean your bathroom. You deep clean your room, your house, you know? For me, I'm house sharing, so I only have to think about my room. But that's just my story. For right now, I am really trying to move out though, guys. I need to move out. I really need to move out. But I think it's good to say out loud that I am house sharing, because I think like house sharing comes with a bit of a like, house sharing, da 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 da. We are living in the UK and it's very, very difficult for a lot of people to live by themselves and pay the whole rent by themselves. It's actually not easy. So if you're house sharing right now, there's no shame in it. Do you know what I mean? I know people on the internet, even though we know the internet is not really real, to be honest. Like, if we're really, really being honest, it's actually not real. But I know that online, people act like, oh, you know, if you're house sharing, you're not successful and you're not this and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, whatever, okay? You're house sharing. It's cool. You know the great thing about house sharing? You don't always have to do the deep clean, because you might live with someone who they love a deep clean. So they do the deep clean. So now all you have to do is just clean after yourself. And I don't know about you, but that's a lot easier. Do you know what I mean? Another thing, a benefit of house sharing, right? You run out of milk. You're like, oh, darn it. I don't have any milk. Well, my housemate does. My housemate does. Do you know what I mean? You're cooking. Oh, I want to have pasta. Oh, God. How am I going to get pasta? Oh, I'm so annoyed. I've already made the bolognese sauce. But your housemate does. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's a lot of benefits to having a housemate. And also, sometimes, yeah, you have a long day and you come home and sometimes it's nice to be greeted by your housemate. Your housemate's just excited to see you sometimes. I've had really terrible housemates that actually, as I'm walking home, my heart is actually shaking because I'm like, I'm going to have to see this person's face again. God help me. God help me. But luckily for me, I'm not in that situation right now. And, you know, it's nice. So yeah, I digress heavily, actually. I can't even remember why. I can't actually remember why I brought up the whole housemate thing, but this was going so well. And I can't remember why I spoke about housemates or house sharing or the fact that I do want to move out now. Do you know what I mean? It's been a while now and I want to move out. Like, it's time to move out. But yeah. Sunday resets are really important to me. And basically, that's what I was talking about. But you know what? The fact that I'm feeling like this and my brain's doing patter, 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 yeah, that leads me on really, really nicely to my next point. Guys, I'm no longer going to be watching TV. I'm not watching TV anymore because my brain, it feels like it's rotting away. I feel like I'm getting dumber every single day and I've had enough, okay? I feel like I'm getting dumber at a rapid rate as well. Do you know what I mean? Like the other day I was on the phone to my friend and I was talking about a YouTube video and I was saying, oh yeah, but I accidentally uploaded a video and I said 1080p. He didn't really say anything. Do you know what I mean? He just, you know, bless his heart, he just carried on the conversation. Then later on in the conversation, he was all like, oh yeah, because, you know, 1080p. And I said, what's 1080p? He was like, yeah. And I was like, but earlier, I said 1080p. He was all like, yeah, you did. And I was like, but it's 1080p. He's like, yeah, HD. And I said, oh, why did I say it like that? And he was all like, yeah, you know, because, you know, you focus on other things, you know, you're sharper in other areas than certain areas. I said, no, I don't want to be sharper in just one area. I want to be an intellectual goddess. Do you know what I mean? Like, what the hell? My brain is slowly like, see, I can't even find the words. So I have decided I am no longer watching TV. The time that I use to watch TV, I'm going to use that time to start reading books, okay? So I can be the intellectual goddess that I was born to be, because I used to be very, very smart, yeah? Not book smart per se, but, you know, something was happening, do you know what I mean? But nowadays, it's like I'm struggling to put sentences together. And I know I joke and I say, oh, English is my second language, but come on. There are people that speak five languages and their English is better than mine. And that's not okay. It's not okay. I don't want to be that girl anymore. And you know me, guys. I'm all about rebrands. You know, I'm all about if you don't like something, you sort it out. Okay. So my way of sorting my life out is by reading more books. And I've already started, guys. Yeah. Last night I was reading Bell Hooks. It's all about love. I think that's what it's called. It's all about love. It's either all about love or it's all about love. I feel like it's all about love. Anyway, by Bell Hooks. Read that last night, 10 pages. This morning, also read another 10 pages. And let me tell you something. As I was walking to the studio today, I was already looking around at people thinking, you don't know what's up here. You don't know. My brain is so activated right now. You don't even want to accidentally get into a conversation with me because I'm ready to talk about love, yeah? I'm ready to talk about the patriarchy. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, I'm ready to have these really intellectual conversations. And I've only read 20 pages. Now imagine what I'm going to be like by the end of the month. So I'm not watching TV anymore. However, I only made that rule yesterday. The day before that, I've been watching New Girl. And I've also been watching the Ashley Madison documentary. And wow, New Girl, yeah, is one of the best TV shows. It's in my top five. Okay, it has to be in my top five. I feel like the comedic timing in this show is just so excellent. It's just, I can't. And because they're in their 30s, it just feels really, really, really relatable. But one thing that's really been, it's kind of been getting to me, guys. I'll be real. It's kind of been bothering me a little bit, guys. So basically, right? Sorry if you haven't watched the show. Spoiler alert, right? It's about these housemates. They live together. They make living with your housemates and your friends. They make it look so fun, honestly, like so, so fun. Anyways, there's two of them there. There's English. Do you know what? It's just about slowing down. Okay. There's two of them, right? Nick and Jess, right? Nick and Jess eventually end up falling in love and being together, right? And that got me thinking. Because it made the PR for friendship to lovers really, really strong. And I've always been an advocate for this, like friendship to lovers, because I mean, at the end of the day, the whole love thing, right? It's always best to be with someone that's like your best friend, right? Like you want them to be your best friend. You want to be able to like talk about everything and you want to feel so comfortable with them and they just know you inside out. So why not get with them? Do you know what I mean? They already know you inside out in your heart. Maybe they can know you inside out with your body too. That was a little bit unhinged. It's a little bit unhinged. But it's okay. You know what I'm talking about though. Like they're already your friends. They already know you. All you have to do is add on the extra lover aspect of it, right? And then you've got the most magical thing that could ever happen, right? I've always believed that. But I haven't really got with any of my guy friends. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know if this is like a truly tested theory. And I don't know if it really, really works. Because my thing is, if you get with your friend and it doesn't work out, then what happens? You no longer have a friend, right? But the thing is, were they really, really your friend if you two could end up together in the first place? Do you know what I mean? Like, if there's actual place in you and you're thinking to yourself, ooh, I could get with him low key. Like, ooh, the way he said that word, that kind of did something to me. Is that really your platonic friend? And if that's not the case, and if there's a little bit of attraction there anyway, and you're both single, isn't it worth exploring? Because what if that man is the love of your life? What if that girl is the love of your life? But what if they're not? And that's the issue. What if they're not? Because then it gets a little bit awkward, right? Because how do you go from being platonic friends, where it's just you guys, platonic friends, banter, 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 ha, 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 dickhead, ha, 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 prick, ha, 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 banter, 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 ha, 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 ha. Like, he ain't even talking to you like a lady. Do you know what I mean? It's like he looks at you like you just wear tracksuits all the time. He doesn't see you as the sexy woman that you are. And all of a sudden, you guys explore this lover thing. And not only does he not see you in your tracksuit, he's seen you without your clothes. How'd you go back from that? Not only are you do banter, 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 you've now seen him without his clothes. Where'd you go from there? The real answer to this is that maybe you guys are celibate. Therefore, you don't see each other without the clothes. And the only time you see it is when you get married. And in that way, it's okay because you're married, so it's all right. You're not breaking up, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? But it's a bit techie. It's a bit techie because it's quite tricky trying to tell 30-year-olds to be celibate. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, people aren't trying to do it anymore. You know what I'm saying? I don't have an opinion on it. And that's not what this episode is about. But I'm just saying, I'm just putting it all out there. You know what I'm saying? And we can talk about it in the comments. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, it's a bit techie. But is it worth the risk? Because what if your guy friend or your girlfriend is the love of your life? They already know you. They know that you can be annoying. They know what makes you happy. They know what makes you sad. They've seen you vulnerable. They know your jokes. Maybe they know your family. I mean, 1 + 1 = 2. But if you break up, it's looking like minus 55 and it's not looking good. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm not here to give you advice, innit? We're just having a discussion. But this is what I've been thinking about. Because even with Nick and Jess, right, they did break up, but they were still living together. And they still were friends. They even had other relationships and they were seeing each other with different people. But now I'm at the part where Jess has realized that she's still in love with him. But now Nick has a girlfriend. And that is my worst fear. My worst fear, yeah, is looking at someone as a friend this whole time, like, you are my dog, like, you're my friend, I don't see anything in this, right? And then he gets a girlfriend, he's about to get married, and suddenly you're like, no, 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 you are the love of my life, why? And then you're cooked, and then you watch the love of your life, yeah, marry someone else, and then he still comes to you with the problems. Do you know what I mean? Oh, yeah, man, you know Michelle, man. Michelle's been doing this thing that's really frustrating me. Da, 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 da. And you're like, it's because Michelle doesn't know you. Michelle don't know you like I know you. Because I know that you don't like that shit. I know that, but she don't know that. But that's his wife. And now you're forever the friend, waiting backstage, waiting for them to call you up for your performance to be his lover. But the call never comes because you missed your chance. Boy, not me though, but that's crazy. Yeah. Anyways, that's new girl. So that's what I've been thinking about. Thinking about a lot, clearly. And then the Ashley Madison documentary on Netflix. What the hell? What the hell? I think the slogan for that website, basically, the Ashley Madison documentary is about this website that was out in the 2000s, right? Like, I think like 2000 and 2002 onwards, maybe like 2002 to like 2015, I think. I could be wrong. And basically, it was a dating website that was for married people to have an affair. And their slogan at one point was, life is too short, have an affair. Is everyone okay? Like, is everyone actually okay? And the way the documentary was shot, yeah, honestly, I was like, guys, this cannot be real life. It cannot be real life. People were signing up because they wanted to get a bit of excitement. They wanted to have an affair. And the logic of it, I actually do get, because obviously what you're doing is getting two people who have a lot to lose. So basically no one's really going to crack, right? Because they're both married. They don't want to leave their relationships. They just want a bit of excitement. That is outrageous. That is outrageous. If you are in a monogamous relationship, it's just one plus one. It's just you and them. The idea of, if you want excitement, yeah, go skydiving. Go skydiving if you want excitement. There are just so many different kinds of marriages that you can be in. It's just insane to me that, and selfish, for you to sign up to a website so that you can get your rocks off whilst your wife or your husband isn't allowed to do the same thing. Abby, you want to be outside, yeah? Let's get our rocks out together, yeah? Let's get our rocks out together. I want a bit of excitement too. I'm saying if it was the wife or the husband, not me personally. I mean, I could do some excitement, but not. I'm not married. And that's the difference. Do you know what I mean? It's just a little bit insane. But it was very interesting because obviously they were saying that the thing that is the most upsetting about cheating is obviously the lying and the scheming and all of that, like the amount of lies that have to happen in order for you to successfully do it. So obviously, if you're on this website, well, actually, this is for a couple. Sorry, there was a couple there who they both know that they're on the website. So for them, it was like, we're taking away the lies, we're taking away the secrets, and we're on this website together because we want to find other people, but we want to come home to each other. That part of it, I wasn't too mad at because it's their marriage and they made that decision. The others, crazy. And then what made this crazier, right, is that basically there was like a cyber attack on the company. So all those people who signed up thinking that they were going to have a secret affair and no one was ever going to know, all of their details were leaked on the internet. And it was insane. Sick documentary. It's actually a really good documentary. But when you watch it, you are like, I feel a little bit sick because where are the boundaries? Like, this is insane. I can't believe this website existed. But at the same time, you're like, damn, I can't believe this website existed. It's like crazy. But yeah, those are the two shows that I've been watching this week. And that's it. No more for me because I'm going to be reading. And okay, I need to be honest. I think TV for me is now going to become a reward for the reading I've done earlier on in the day. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that makes more sense because I can't go cold turkey completely. I'm a TV addict for crying out loud. But I need to just bring it back, right? Bring it back. So in the spirit, right, of becoming smarter, I'm going to bring you guys along with me. I am introducing a new thing to this podcast from right now, okay? Word of the day. Now, if you've been following me for a really, really long time, you would know that I had an old podcast called The Big Picture Podcast, which was a really intelligent podcast, actually. Do you know what I mean? The brain was working, it was active, all of that stuff, right? It's probably still on all the streaming sites, actually. The Big Picture Podcast. It's really good. Do you know what I mean? I had really great guests, Fasayo, the owner of Opoly, loads of great guests, right? Talking about business and stuff like that. Okay, stop. Now, I used to do word of the day, and now I'm going to do it here. I'm going to bring it here because not only do I want to get smarter, I know that someone somewhere in their house right now is watching this or listening, and they're thinking to themselves, damn, I want to get smarter too. And to that person, I want you to know that I hear you and I see you, and this one's for you, okay? So my word of the day is this. I found it. My word of the day is superfluous. Wow. That just rolled off the tongue. That is crazy. I told you guys I was smart. Superfluous. What does that mean? It means unnecessary. Okay. how do we use this in a sentence? Oh my gosh, I'm trying. Hold on. Okay, let's start this again. How do I use this in a sentence? This rain is so superfluous. Or is it superfluous? No, I said it right. Okay. This rain is so superfluous. Imagine just dropping that in a sentence. Do you know what I mean? Because people be like, huh? What does that mean? Unnecessary. Yeah, that's what it means. It means that the rain is unnecessary. And truly, it is. The rain is superfluous. Am I saying it right? Superfluous. Yes, I am saying it right. Should we just check? Let's check if I'm saying it right. I know that I am, but let's double check. Hold on. Oh, wait, it's connected to my headphones.
Superfluous.
Superfluous. That is my word. You know what I could have done? I could have just brought the mic down and just done that. Instead, I was trying to do this. This is what I'm talking about, guys. The brain. See, the brain is a muscle, okay? I don't know what. It's a muscle, yeah? And it needs to be worked. And everything that we're doing these days is not helping it be worked, okay? We're online all the time. We're watching TV all the time. We're on TikTok, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 1 minute max. The brain isn't working. But now, because you're listening to me, yeah, I'm going to be that person that's going to allow it to work. So superfluous, that's our word of the day. And I don't know about you, but that is a fantastic word. Okay, and all I can say is, you're welcome. You're welcome, darling. You are welcome. Whilst I'm here, guys, please do not forget to like, share, subscribe. And if you are listening to me right now, this goes out to my friend Abe, who's always telling me that I never thank the listeners. Thank you for listening. If you are listening right now, please don't forget to rate the show. And leave a comment as well. Let me know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what you're not feeling. Do you know what I mean? If you're not on YouTube, you know, you can leave a little comment. I think there's options on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Leave a little comment. Let me know what you think. Rate the podcast. I will say, I don't know who did this. It must be one of you. I don't know who did it. But I went from 5 stars to 4.9 the other day. I've got more ratings, which I appreciate. But excuse me. Ooh, which one of y'all didn't do 5 stars? Like, what's going on here? Do you know what I mean? What's happening here? Because that's a bit crazy. Do you know what I mean? So let me be clear. If you're going to rate the show, rate it 5 stars, okay? I am a black woman trying to make it work here. Don't rate it lower than 5. If you're, don't rate at all. It's either 5 or nothing. No, I'm joking. I guess you should be honest. I mean, feedback is good. But if you want to give me feedback, you can email me info@fakingadulthood.com. Feedback, send it there. Also send your complaints there as well. I'm going to add it in a subscription. But please, I don't want to be your secret lover, okay? I am not your secret lover, okay? If you like the show, tell a friend, share, like, subscribe, rate the show, okay? Thank you. Back to the show. I just wanted to say that. Just get out of the way. I feel like we're like midway because there's no way I'm going to talk for ages. Do you know what I mean? Even though I've been talking for a long time, but this ain't new to me. I walk around my house and I'm talking to myself. I walk on a train. I love having big headphones in because sometimes I'm not listening to music, but my lips are moving because I'm having a conversation with myself. Do you know what I mean? I'm digging deep within myself. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm just wondering, you know, if my air fryer is working and stuff like that. Ultimately, I stay talking to myself. So this is not that hard, actually. I don't know what I was so scared of. Can't be intimidated by a camera. Do you know what I mean? See, no one's there. Let's just focus. You know, another thing that I've been thinking about. Oh, maybe I should do this dilemma, actually. So someone sent me a dilemma, right? I know this is all over the place. It's not giving segments, is it? It's not giving segments. It's not giving structure. It's not giving structure. Okay, I will go back to what I was going to say, and I'm going to do dilemmas at the end. Let's have a bit of structure. Do you know what I mean? Structure in life is very good. Okay, another thing that I've really, really been thinking about recently, right, is my type. Because I'm like, what is my type? When it comes to, like, my friends, me and my friends are all the same. Like, my other friends, meet my other friends, they're like, rah, all of your friends are the same. My friends are the same with like different fonts. Do you know what I mean? I just like what I like. I really love intellectual conversations, banter, you know, lovey-dovey. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, we're all pretty much the same, right? But recently I've been thinking about like, what is my type in terms of like the kind of guys that I go for? And recently I realized that I keep saying, right, that I want an emotional guy, but I always go for logical men. Emotional, logical. It's not really clicking. But another thing that's really interesting, yeah, that I discovered, right, is that my guy friends are quite emotional. And they're like my guy friends, like not emotional in a way that like, you know, oh, woe is me, and they're crying all the time. Although that would be okay. They can always cry on my shoulders, okay? I welcome that, actually. But a lot of my guy friends are quite emotional. But then the guys that I try to date are quite logical. And then I'm the one that's like the most emotional one, right? But then I realized, yeah, why do I friend zone the emotional guys and try and date the logical guys? But then I realized, okay, and this is weird, yeah, because I always say I want an emotional guy, right? I know I like logical men, but I'm like, oh, I don't want to be a logical guy anymore. I do love a logical guy, but I also want him to be super, super emotional, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. But then, recently, a guy, I guess that kind of fancies me, was being quite emotional. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I started to feel something in my body. Yeah. And it wasn't a feeling of, let's take this conversation somewhere else. It was a feeling of, I think I need you to stop talking to me. And then I had to pull back and be like, oh my gosh, Rita, have you been being delusional this whole time and not being honest with yourself about the kind of guys you actually like? Because if you really liked quote unquote emotional guys, maybe they wouldn't be your friends and they'll be your lovers. Do you know what I mean? So what's going on here? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's happening? I haven't really been thinking about it. And obviously, like I said, I'm reading a book, right? Bell Hooks, All About Love. And she says something in it, and it's about being truthful and how you can't love until you are like, it, like embedded in truth. Like as a society, right, we've been taught to like, you know, when we'll say stuff like, oh, white lies, it's just a white lie, da 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 da. Or like, if someone gives you a present and you don't like it, it's like unconventional for you to actually tell them, yo, I don't like this present. Do you know what I mean? It's not a bit on me. Like, that feels a bit, ooh, scandalous. Ooh, she's a bit spicy. But is she? Do you know what I mean? Like, is it a bad thing, like, to just be able to, like, tell the truth and be like, oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate you giving me this, but I don't really like it. Like, this is not a good gift. Pick something else. Not like that. But do you know what I mean? So it's really got me thinking that have I been lying to myself? And is my type actually my type? Like, what do I really like? And I need to be honest, like really, really honest with myself and honest with people. I just want to be this girl that's really highly embedded in truth. Like, I'm quite a truthful person, but I do hold back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do hold back when it comes to like my feelings and what I want a little bit. I hold back because even when it comes to the things that I want, I hold back because I'm scared I'm not going to get it. So I don't even want to be excited for it because I'm like, oh, if I want it too much and I don't get it, it's going to make me sad. Do you know what I mean? And that's not being honest. It's not being honest. Like, it's better for you to be honest about how you feel about something. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But at least you were honest, right? And you know, okay, this doesn't work. And you can feel that freedom. A lot of us are searching for like this freedom. Like, we're feeling so anxious and feeling so on edge and feeling like we're carrying a burden. And it's only because we're not being honest. So I had to ask myself, Rita, are you being honest about what your actual type is? Because maybe it's okay. Maybe your type isn't emotional. Because where would I have found it? There's no one in my family, like the men in my life, in my family, they're not emotional men. Like, my dad's not emotional. My dad is very, very logical. My mom is emotional. And that's what balances them out, right? Like, my mum is very, very, you know, she feels it, you know what I'm saying? And she feels it, she's going to tell you how she feels straight away. My mum can't concentrate unless she tells you how she feels. If you've annoyed my mum cannot look you in your eyes until she has said what is in her spirit. And as soon as she says it, she'll look away for a little bit, 5-10 minutes max, she'll be quiet and she's back like nothing happened. She's moving on. Do you know what I mean? My dad isn't like that. My dad is not like that at all, right? He is the complete opposite. Completely. And my mom used to always say that when they first met, this was like a big issue because they would get into an argument. They wouldn't even get to an argument. My mom would do something that annoyed my dad. My dad would just walk around, not talk, not say anything. Not talking and not saying anything to someone like me or my mom is the worst thing that you can do. My mom would be going crazy because she's like, this man is not speaking. So they made a rule. No one's sleeping until we talk it out. Yeah, no one is sleeping. And yeah, she just like me. Well, I'm just like her. Like, anyways, I digress. But essentially, I've just been thinking that I've always seen my dad, right? My dad isn't, quote unquote, emotional. Like, he's just not emotional like that. He's just very, very logical. So I'm like, I keep saying that I want an emotional guy, but maybe I just need to lean into the fact, like really lean into it, the fact that I like logical men and those are my type and I should stop running away from it. Because like I said, I always try to date them, but I always feel like something's missing because I'm like, they're not emotional enough. But maybe I need to just be true to myself to understand, Rita, this is how you like them. You like them like this. There's no room for two of you to be super emotional. And then also realizing that I am quite emotional, but I wouldn't even say I'm emotional. I'm very, very sensitive. So maybe the trick here is, okay, so the trick is, this is what I've been doing, right? I don't know, is this oversharing? I don't know. This is what I do. This has been my problem when I date logical men, right? I pretend that I'm also logical. And that is where I'm missing it, friends. That is where I'm missing it. I date a logical guy and then I pretend that I'm also logical so that I can match his logic and he can feel like, okay, we're both logical together. But the problem is, I am logical, right? I am. But I'm also very emotional. And a lot of my decisions, even though it does stem from a logical place, it's not natural. It only stems from a logical place because of trauma. But if I was to let all that trauma go, do you know what I mean? Healed and free, it will come from an emotional place. Do you know what I mean? But I've trained myself to be logical. I've trained myself to, yeah, just to come from this logical place, right? But it's not natural. That's why it's not clicking. So what I need to do, the next logical guy that I fall for, right? I need to make it clear from the beginning that I'm emotional. I think I'm quite open now in terms of who I am and how I am and stuff like that. But it's really got me thinking because I just feel like I've been lying to myself. Like, oh, I want a guy that's super emotional. And it's like, when it's too emotional, I'm like, whoa, there's only room for one of us, okay? I'm sorry, I want to be the emotional one because now I have to pretend. Can you imagine? If I got married to an emotional man, yeah, I would have to pretend for the rest of our marriage that I'm the logical one. Do you know what I mean? That I'm okay. Meanwhile, you just said you don't like my shoes. And now I am rethinking my shoes. I'm rethinking my feet. Like, okay, you don't like my shoes? Is it because of the way my feet are shaped? That's what I'm thinking now. But I can't show that to a guy that is emotional, that's extra sensitive, because I'm also sensitive. So if we're both, you know, it's okay for both of us to be like that. But if he doesn't know that I'm like that and I'm pretending, it's not going to work. So that's been my speck of honesty that I've been dealing with this week. Because I'm just like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. Even in my friendships. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not the logical one in my friendship group. I can be, but the friendships that flourish the most are the ones where, like, I can just be fully emotional and not really think about it. Do you know what I mean? I don't think I really cry in front of my friends. I don't think I've really got to that stage yet, but there has been some times, like, over the phone, I've shed some tears. Do you know what I mean? yeah, definitely over the phone, to be fair. But yeah, I'm really emotional. And I think that's okay. You know what? I read a tweet that said the best rebrand you can have is the rebrand back to yourself. And I feel that so heavily. I feel like for the past 4 years, oh my God, why do I feel a little bit emotional? But I feel like for like the past 4 years, I've just been on this mad journey of like rediscovering myself and like coming back to me. And it's just crazy because when you're growing up, you just spend, and it's in the book, Bell Hooks. It's in the book. Like, I feel like as women, we have almost, in some cases, been taught to be a certain way so that we can appeal to the male gaze. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, you need to be like this because you want to get married. You need to be like this so he can think you're this and blah, 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 blah. And in the midst of all of those mixed messages, it's so easy to like completely lose yourself. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's just really sad because we're just so amazing and we're so unique. And that's the thing that's so special about us, right? Because we just see the world in so many different ways. But then we kind of get taught to kind of be the same and be palatable and, you know, just be normal and stuff like that. And it's like, what is normal? What is palatable? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's agreeable? I don't want to be like that. I just want to be myself. Do you know what I mean? But when you spend so many years molding yourself to be a certain way, you like lose yourself, you know? So I feel like the last 4 or 5 years has been like all about getting back to me and getting myself back. And it just feels really nice because it's like, even if people don't stick around, then you know they're not meant to. But then the people who do stick around, you're like, oh, they really love me. They love me just for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, just how I am. They love me. And even if you annoy them, just because you annoy someone doesn't mean they no longer love you. Do you know what I mean? I know that sounds so like, oh, duh. But in my head, for a long time, I didn't even want to come across as being annoying. I didn't want anyone to feel that emotion of annoyance towards me because I felt like if they feel annoyed, that means they're not going to like me. That means, and I mean this, not even just in relationships, but also like in friendships. Do you know what I mean? And it's just so nice to be at this grown age and feel grounded and be like, I don't give a heck. Like, this is who I am. And yes, I can. It can be a lot, but I'm not going to say I'm a lot because I'm not a lot. I am who I am. And that's it. And it just feels nice to just come back to that rebrand of coming back to yourself, you know? Because I remember being younger and there was this guy that I really, really liked. Like, I thought this man was going to be my husband, guys. I was so sure this man was my husband. I don't even know where it came from. Because when I think about it, he gave me nothing. Okay, he gave me nothing. He didn't make me feel safe to be myself. He didn't do anything. But for some reason in my mind, I had this like imagination that he was the love of my life. And I remember this real specific moment, right? Because I'd always felt that I wasn't really being myself around him. And I always thought to myself, okay, I feel like he's going to like me more when I'm myself. So the day that I'm myself, he's going to fall in love with me for sure. Like, he's going to really like me. I remember just liking him because he was just smart and it felt like he understood me, but I was wrong. And I remember we went to like a concert, and in the concert, I remember I was standing next to him, and I used to love walking into places with him because he was like super tall and I looked really small next to him, and I felt like we just looked like this, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z vibes, do you know what I mean? And like, we're both like doing well in whatever we do, whatever. And I remember we walked into this like concert place, and I remember like we're kind of moving, and then I started dancing, right? And I was like, yeah, and I was like trying to be myself. And he looked at me, he was all like, don't do that. You look like you're crazy. And I was like, oh. And that was at the beginning of me becoming like this fake version of myself. This version that isn't silly. This version that doesn't crack jokes. You know, it's just really, really serious and really, really smart, really intellectual, really wise. You know what I'm saying? And yes, I can be all of those things. But the other side disappeared. Do you know what I mean? because I wanted to, I hated that feeling of when he was like, oh, stop it, you're being crazy. If that was now, I'd be like, and what is your issue? You need to get crazier, actually. But then it just, anything that anyone did, it just kind of latched on because I was just such a people pleaser and I didn't even realize it. So yeah, I say all of that to say, like, it just feels nice to not care anymore. And I guess that's the joys of getting older, because you just don't care anymore. You've seen it all. Well, I haven't even seen it all, to be honest. I haven't actually seen it all. I'm still a baby girl, do you know what I mean? But I've seen a lot. You guys, if you've been here long enough, you know I've lived a lot of lives. I've had a lot of rebrands. But it just feels nice to just come back to yourself, you know? Just be you. Being you is absolutely enough. You don't need to, like, add anything more to just being you, you know? So that's a little thought. I don't even know where that actually specifically came from, mind you. Like, but this is what I mean. Welcome to my brain, okay? Because my brain just goes round and round and round and round and round and round and round. And then suddenly we kind of land at a place where we're like, oh, okay. And that's where I'm at now. I'm just like, oh, okay. But yeah, I'm really excited for this journey of, like, getting smarter. I actually Googled English courses this morning as well, because I was like, I feel like I've forgotten noun, verbs and all of that stuff, but I haven't. Like, I Googled it and it was back in there. But you know, an English course is like £119 per week. That is insane, by the way. That is insane. But I get it. For someone who doesn't speak English at all, that's probably like a good price. But is it? I don't know. That feels a bit expensive. I don't know. Let me know in the comments what you think, because that feels a little bit excessive, low key. But now that I finished talking about myself, I hope what I've said has made sense, because I actually don't know. But you know the vibes. When I watch it back, we'll see if it makes sense. Hopefully it does. But let's get on to a dilemma that my community has sent to me. And I've also got some community complaints as well. So I'm going to read that now as well. So this dilemma is this: advice for when you're in the talking stage with a guy who isn't your bestie, but you're also not acquaintances. It's someone in between. How do you navigate the shift to certain conversations? This is such a good dilemma. And because I'm reading the book, Bell Hooks, All About Love, I think the answer here is truth. And I know that just sounds like, Rita, give me more. Guys, in the comments, if you have a better answer than what I'm about to give from, like, personal experience, please feel free to add it. But this is what I think. I think that the best way to navigate the shift to a certain conversation is to just be honest and just say, okay, this is a bit weird, because I know that we used to just be friends, but obviously now we're doing a bit more. And to be real with you, I feel like I need to know where this is going. You know what I'm saying? I need to know how you're feeling. I feel like I like you. I don't know how you're feeling. I would love to know how you feel. And I would love to know where you see this going. And that's it. Yeah. I just feel like you just have to be honest. Because a lot of the times we lie to ourselves. We lie to the person in front of us. And nothing happens. And life is actually too short and too long to not just say how you feel. Because you know what, right? If you say this to him and he's all like, oh, this is so awkward, you know, I don't know what to say. Yeah, it's not really for me. I didn't think it was going to be this. Then you know what to do, right? You can just leave and you can, like, start your healing process and you know it's not for you. Do you see what I'm saying? Or you can decide to stay because you're okay with it. But I think the mess comes when, like, you just don't know, like, how that person is feeling. And then when you don't know how someone is feeling, you have these, like, really strange expectations for them. But they're going to fail you every time because they don't know. Do you know what I mean? So it's not even because they're a bad person. They could be the most amazing person, but they're not a psychic. Do you know what I mean? I think you just have to give people the opportunity to respond how you want them to, but you have to speak to them first. So my advice to this would definitely be just shift to the conversation. whatever the conversation is, because I've made a huge assumption and made it that the conversation is you want to know the tea. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to know what's going on between you guys and stuff like that. I don't know. But whatever the conversation is, you need to shift and be like, okay, this is how I'm feeling. Can we talk about it? And it should be better. Remember what I was saying earlier about this whole like friendship to lovers thing? It should be easier because you guys have had conversations before. It should be easier to kind of pull up on your friend and be like, hey, you're my friend. I know that we're kissing now. It's a nice kiss. However, let's get serious. This is how I'm feeling. And you should feel safe enough, if that makes any sense. Because I know you said it's not your bestie. And you're not acquaintances. So you're friends is what I'm getting here. So I feel like a conversation. That's all you need. A conversation goes a really long way. And you'd be so surprised. He might be feeling the same way. Do you know what I mean? So that is my advice. If anyone else has better advice, feel free. Feel free to say it in the comments and help our good sis out. A community complaint that I got today, which I thought was actually quite funny. Hold on. Let me get up, child. Oh, why is my phone trying to embarrass me? 1 second. It's going to be with us any minute. Any minute now. Any second now. Okay. So, the community complaint is this. Well, there's a couple actually. One of them is men in general, but more specifically, men who go out of their way to disturb women's peace. Additionally, men who try to humble women. At these men, leave us alone, please. I agree with you so much. Like, so much. You know what? I do actually wonder, when men disturb your peace, I wonder if they know they're disturbing your peace. Like, is it one of those things where, like, they kind of fancy you, so they hit you up, and then they realize they don't fancy you, and then they've just disturbed you? Or do they, like, come intentionally wanting to disturb your peace? That's what I don't know. But either way, leave us alone. If you see a woman, and she's peacefully living her life, she's having a great time, you see her on her stories, it looks like she has a good time, she's going out to a restaurant, she's with her friends, she's with her family, she's enjoying her life, please do not disturb that woman if you are not ready for anything. Do you know what I mean? Unless she has specifically said she's not looking for anything serious, she's not looking for love, she's looking for a good time, not a long time. If she has not specifically said that to you, and you see a babe living her wholesome, lovely life, healing, she's talking about she goes therapy, she does this, leave that girl alone if you're not ready for her. Don't disturb this girl and then talk about I'm not ready. You knew you weren't ready. Leave that girl alone. Please, leave that girl alone. So I feel you on that. I really, 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 really do. Let's get into another one, actually. So another complaint. I guess it's a complaint, or is it a thought? This girl has said, unserious Nigerian men. I want to love them, but my God. And she like spells it out like really long. I hear you, girl. I hear you. Here's a thought though. Here's a thought. Maybe you don't need a Nigerian man. I know. It's insane. How can I say that? I know Nigerian men are fantastic. Okay. But I am very much in this space of going where the love is. So if you keep going for Nigerian men and it keeps not clicking, right? And you are searching for love, I feel like you have to try something new. You know, they say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. And you know what, right? There's one thing that I've realized, right? Our life is all about patterns, okay? And I think it's really important to highlight patterns in our lives, right? What do we keep doing the same thing of? Like, if you really track your life, you would realize that the same thing you did at 21, you sometimes do the same thing at 31. And then you'd be like, huh? I've been here before. I've done the same thing. I've had the same conversation. Because we do, it's like this round thing. We keep going round and round and round until we break it, okay? If all you go for, oh, wow, it's like, the spirit of Nigerian men were like, Rita, stop talking. Wow, hold on. Ooh. Okay. If all you go for is Nigerian men and it doesn't click, it doesn't work, right? it's not because you're bad, okay? It might just mean that there's just not a connection happening here, okay? Try a Ghanaian, you know what I'm saying? Try Italian, yeah? Try Zimbabwe, yeah? Try a Caribbean man, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many people in this world, right? It's just insane to just stick to doing the same thing over and over again. It might be when you step out and you're not thinking about it, then you meet your Nigerian king. I don't know, innit? But I really encourage people, like, sometimes you need to break the pattern. Like, guys, you are not a tree. You can move. You can actually do something different. Like, honestly, you can do something different. But we get so comfortable. There was one time I was driving, yeah? This was years ago. I was driving and I needed a cushion to drive, right? And there was a guy that I was seeing at the time. And obviously, like, he would come in a car, blah, 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 blah. Then we stopped seeing each other and hadn't seen each other for maybe like about a year and a half. And he got back and I saw him again. And he came back in a car and he was all like, "Rah, you still got that same cushion?" I was like, "Whoa, I do have the same cushion." And it had been a year and a half and I hadn't changed the cushion. I know this sounds so like, huh? It's a cushion, Rita. Maybe you didn't need to. The point is this. I did not notice that I had been sitting on this same cushion for nearly 2 years without changing it, because it just became part of my life, part of my routine. Didn't even think about it. Just sat on it. Maybe the cushion is not even a cushion anymore. Maybe it's not even giving me height anymore. I didn't even notice. Do you know what I mean? Of course, I immediately went to go and buy a new cushion because I thought, who the hell do you think you are noticing my cushion, right? But it's tea. Sometimes we do the same thing over and over again. The years go by. We don't even realize that we're doing it. We're praying to God. Oh God, where's my husband? Where's my partner? Where's my this? Where's my that? But we're doing the exact same thing. And that's why we haven't seen him. You're only, a Caribbean man smiles at you. You're like, why is this man looking at me? A Nigerian man smiles at you. You're like, ooh, that's a good man. Is it though? Is it a good man? Do you know what I mean? As I'm saying this to you, I want you to know I'm saying this to myself, okay? I'm not even just saying this to you, my good sis. I'm actually saying it to all of us because we all do it in different ways. Even if it's like with our career, we're doing the same thing over and over again. We're expecting something different. Or why people don't know me, why people don't see me, da-da-da. You're not even changing anything. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to go into that. I'm not going to go into this long lecture. It seems that today we're talking about lovers and we're talking about dating, and that's okay. I'm all right with that. We can have a chat about that, but look at your patterns. And okay, my last point on this. A good way to know if you have patterns is if you journal. If you journal and you've been journaling for a while, right? Look back at what you wrote 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. You would be so shocked at the things that you do. You'd be so shocked at how much you haven't changed certain things. It can be a little bit depressing. Trigger warning. It can be a little bit depressing because you write in your journal and then you look back and you're like, "Bruh, I wrote this same thing 2 years ago. Nothing has changed. Not a thing has changed." Then you ask yourself, what have I done differently? And you realize you haven't done anything differently. And then you're like, well, I'm cooked. I did it the other day, you know. Imagine I woke up, yeah, and I opened my eyes and the first thing I looked around, I said, "Rita, oh my God, you're cooked. I'm not cooked." Do you know what I mean? I'm not. I'm okay. But I had a moment of panic because I was like, my life, I need to get it together. But if you know me, you know me well, I always feel like I have to get my life together. But you know what I decided to do? Decided to do the opposite of that panic. I decided to breathe. Decided to breathe. All my life, I'm like, I want to get my life together. I want to get my life together. And what have I done? Have I gotten my life together? Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Things have changed. There's been a shift. But what happens when I just trust God? How about that? Let's try something new. What happens when I just say, do you know what, God? I'm gonna trust you on this. Because I do have a bit of trust issues when it comes to God at the minute. I'm not going to lie. There's a little bit of trust issues. You know, certain conversations that we had that hasn't really happened. And I'm like, I've been talking about this for a while now. Like, what's going on? You know? But I thought to myself, what happens if I trust God? Because in certain areas I've trusted God and things have happened and I've seen differences and I'm so, 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 so grateful. And in other areas, because faith without works is dead, by the way. So you could be saying, I trust you, Lord, I trust you, Lord, I trust you, Lord. But if you're sitting down doing absolutely nothing, nothing is going to change. So let's just add that to the mix. But Yeah, I'm just like, oh, what happens if I just trust? What if I just trust in my journey? Yeah, I trust in my timing. What happens if I just trust in the timing of my life? What happens then? You know? So I'll keep you posted, okay? I'll keep you posted because what happens then? You know? Something to think about. Something to think about. Okay. What's the next one that I got? By the way, guys, if you do want to send me complaints or dilemmas or whatever, you can DM me or you can send it to info@fakeitadulthood.com. I definitely want to hear your dilemmas. I definitely want to hear your complaints for sure. I feel like I want to hear your complaints more than I want to hear your dilemmas. Either way, send it to me. Judgment-free zone. You know what I'm saying? Is there another one? I feel like there's another one, but I can't find it. That's a little bit annoying. I can't find it, guys. That's so sad. Okay. Well, do you know what? It's fine. It's fine. I think we've done enough, I think. So we're just going to wrap it up. Oh my God, this has been kind of fun. I don't know if I'm going to watch this back and be like, wow, Rita, you said a bit too much or you said a lot of nothing. But either way, in the spirit of transparency, the episode is out regardless. Okay? It's out regardless, but thank you so much, guys, for watching another episode of Faking Adulthood. Woo! Solo episode number 2. Woo! Thank you much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And please don't forget to share, like, subscribe, rate the show. Appreciate you all. Appreciate all the new subscribers. The community is growing, guys. We're growing. Thank you so much for all the love. I don't take it for granted at all. I really appreciate you guys rocking with me and sharing the content and all of that stuff. Like, I know that I'm not your secret lover. And some of you have really gone out of your way to make sure that I know that I'm not your secret. And I really, really, really appreciate it. So thank you so much. Anyways, bye guys. Love you.